You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is John chapter 3 and verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Brethren, this statement is from the mouth of Jesus. Except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Do you know the beauty in this statement? The first thing is that we become born again. Our old sinful nature cannot operate the kingdom of God. So we have to be born again. That means that when you become born again, the first thing that happens to you actually is that you will see the kingdom. Because you are actually born into a new kingdom. You are not born again into the world. It's like if it were possible that I could somehow be reduced back to a fetus and then planted in a woman in Canada. And then she now gives birth to the same me, but this time around in Canada. You see, I'm born in Nigeria. I've lived all my life, at least so far, in Nigeria. And then suddenly, I am now a new person in Canada. New identity, new way of life, new everything. When you become born again, you are born into the kingdom of God. So Jesus said, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So when he becomes born again, he will see the kingdom. The kingdom becomes a reality to a person that is born again. That's one of the indications that you are born again. You will see the reality of the kingdom. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." The kingdom of God is already here. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. He says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." So you will see that our life is about the kingdom. Jesus said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." What did he come to preach? The kingdom of God. It means when you repent, what are you going to step into? The kingdom of God. That's why we repent. We are not repenting because God is mad with us, even though that in itself is true. But we are repenting because the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus didn't say, "Repent, for God is mad at you." God definitely hates sin. But the beauty of repentance, so repentance is not a bad thing. It's not like, they now want me to repent. No. It's like somebody saying to me, now this is not a perfect example because country varies. But let's say I'm living in Somalia. And somebody now comes to me and say, "Go and pack your load. You are going to United States. You are going to become citizen there. And they are going to give you a house free of charge for the rest of your life. And you are going to have a job. You are going to have life. You are going to have this, you know." So packing my load is not a burden. It's actually a joyful thing. How do you think I'll feel? I'll just start packing my load, packing everything. I say, I'm going to leave this Somalia where they are killing us every day. And I'm going to go to the United States where at least life will be better. It may not be the best also, but at least life will be better there. So I'll be excited. That is in the way in which Jesus preached repentance. He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." He said, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So when you become born again, you will see the kingdom. The kingdom of God becomes a reality to you. Many people don't know the reality of the kingdom. So when you are praying based on the reality of the earth, the earthly existence, your economy. That's why you are praying and you can't see how it's going to get done. Because everything around you points to the fact that it is impossible. But you must understand that you are operating in the kingdom. That's why the Bible says in Colossians 1:13, he has translated us from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. So there's nothing like ancestral spirit. There's nothing like generational curses. Anywhere you see people praying against ancestral spirit, generational curses, praying for their enemies to die, is because they've never seen the kingdom. Those who have seen the kingdom don't pray those kind of useless prayers. You have seen the kingdom. You cannot, which ancestral spirit want to follow me into the kingdom of God? Even me, before I could enter that kingdom, I had to be born again. Will ancestral spirit who is not born again enter that kingdom of God? It is not possible. So when you become born again, you will see the kingdom. You have to see the kingdom. There is a reality. We are already living in the kingdom. That's why when you see the kingdom, you will pursue the kingdom. It becomes your priority. It becomes everything to you in life. That's all you are seeking. It's like an ambassador. It's like the U.S. ambassador in Nigeria. All his priority is America. It's not Nigeria. He's not coming to Nigeria to favor Nigeria. All his priority is U.S. He's coming to represent America. Because though he's living in Nigeria, his reality is America. His economic life is America. Nigeria may be poor. We may be suffering. He will live a good life. He will be well protected. There may not be electricity in Nigeria. There will be constant 24 hours electricity in the U.S. Embassy. And anywhere the ambassador is living, there will be 24 hours electricity. Because his reality is from where he is from. That's how the kingdom of God is, brethren. It's a beautiful thing. Oh, I pray that you will see the kingdom. That you will see the reality of the kingdom of God. Except you are born again, you can't see it all. But once you become born again, you will see it. The question really is this. Are you born again? Are you born again? Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.